Okay, so now let's look at the difference between EMF and potential difference. So, first, I'd like to clarify or get in your mind what the word potential means. Now, when we talk about potential, we are saying how much energy does that particle have at a point? Say, we take a box that is on the ground. As we lift it up, we are doing work on it. And as we are doing work on it, we are giving it energy. What energy? Potential energy. That is why when we let go of it, it will fall back to point zero. So in other words, when we lifted it up to the height, we were giving it energy. And that is potential energy. So potential is how much energy does the particle have at the point? So the higher we went, the more energy the particle had. Now, if we're to look at the word potential difference, it says what it is itself. It is the difference in potential between two points. In other words, it is the difference in the energy that a particle had between the two points. Let's say a charge had 5 joules at point A of energy. And then at point B, the Coulomb of charge now has 3 joules. So here, the potential has changed from 5 joules per Coulomb of charge to 3 joules per Coulomb of charge. So there is a potential difference between these two points because the potential has dropped as the Coulomb of charge moved from point A to point B. So potential difference, EMF would be the amount of energy that we would give a charge at the power source. So now let me get the difference between the two. In definition, we would say EMF is the amount of energy supplied per unit charge as it passes through the power source. How much energy did we give the certain amount of charge as it passes the power source? Potential difference would be the amount of energy used per unit charge as it passes through two points in a circuit. So EMF would be energy taken from another form into electrical energy that we supply the charge. Potential difference would be electrical energy used by the charge and converted into other forms as it passes through two points in a circuit. Let's say, for example, we have a charge moving through a light bulb. Now, what happens is the light bulb will offer a resistance to the movement of this charged particle. So this charged particle will now use up its energy to overcome the resistance that is being offered by the bulb. As it uses energy to overcome this resistance, it's actually transferring energy to the light bulb. And hence the light bulb will light because it has been supplied energy by particles that are trying to move through it. Okay? So yes, that is the difference between EMF and potential difference. So again, I'll say EMF is how much energy we change from other forms into electrical energy and we give it to a charge at the power source. Potential difference would be how much the charge now uses, how much energy it uses as it goes through the circuit. So the EMF is always greater than the potential difference. The potential difference between two points is always less than the EMF, which is the energy given to the charge. Now, the formula for these two, the formula for EMF is just energy supplied by the source divided by charge. And EMF has a curved E, okay? You look for it, you find the symbol. Potential difference is energy used by the charge as it passes through two points divided by the amount of charge. Okay, so energy converted from electrical energy into other forms divided by the charge. And that is the potential difference formula.